It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Brouhaha, brought to you by Hop Monk. And this is, Mike's calling this our flood recovery edition. We have friends from the Rio Nido Roadhouse, which, by the way, I love that place.
Me too.
And the folks from Crooked Goat at the Barlow. Hello, Crooked Goat people.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. I'm going to... Herlinda's back.
Hello.
I can't believe she's
back. For a short period of time.
Yeah.
I'm leaving again.
I'm sure you are. Let's begin with Herlinda talking about her most recent trips, which included Italy and then Malta.
Malta.
All right.
Oh,
explain how this happened. I mean, you wound up in Italy. Talk about Italy, and then we'll talk about how you wound up in Malta.
Well, I got invited to judge the Birra dell'Anno, which is the beer of the year, the Italian national beer competition. And, you know, because I judge in, like, Poland and Portugal and stuff, and so some of those judges actually put my name in, and I was like, oh, Italy? Okay, I can do that. And it was fabulous. It was judging in Rimini, Italy, and we flew into Bologna, and then they gathered us up and took us into this coastal town of Rimini, which during the summer, they say, is mostly German and Russians vacationing. And in February, it's much colder. And it was full of beer people. So they have this huge beer festival.
Well, you know, Germans love Italy and especially Italian food. Blair Hardman spent some time in Germany, and he said every corner it was like Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
An Italian restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I actually had some really good pizza in Germany before.
Yeah.
So that was pretty amazing, and met some incredible people there. And there was 104 judges, and there was 20 women judges, which is the most of anything I've ever judged. I was, like, really thrilled to, you know, be in the company of, you know, women, you know, tasting. And, yeah, and it was just so much fun. And then, of course, it was just a lot of fun, you know, after judging and this huge beer festival. We saw Della Tofola had a booth there.
Yeah,
and
of course,
they're Italian. I did. So they're a sponsor of the show.
Which reminds me, thank you for reminding me that I said this is brought to you by Hop Monk, but also Della Tofola.
Okay. Yes. Yep. So I will actually have to send some pictures over for that. And then while I was there, and then I went back to Bologna, of course, and had to just eat some more and with the other judges. And some friends of mine I had met when I was in Leeds last year after judging the British Pie Awards sent me messages going, you know, it's only a 30-minute, like, £52, they're British, flight from Bologna to Malta. And we're at our house right now there. Why don't you come down?
So and Malta is a tiny little island.
Tiny little island. It's its own country. It's a nation that is the entire nation is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and it has the world's oldest known man-made structures that are 2,500 years older than the pyramids. So they were 7,000 years old.
Sounds like my apartment.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And they also invented like organized agriculture, farming.
I thought you were going to say organized crime. But that's right.
They could have.
Oh, it's Sicily.
Well, they are. They're right by Sicily.
Yeah, that's right.
They're by Sardinia.
Sicily, yeah.
They're by Africa. Right, so and the Arabic. So the food is a mixture of Italian and like Arabic influences. The food was killer, but the entire island is like stone and limestone, basically, and every inch of that island is stunning. And gorgeous. And
you
old.
Sent some amazing pictures.
Oh my gosh, it was just incredible. And because they were British colony, so they changed in like the 70s, if I remember correctly. It might have been 90. Then they're part of the EU. So the EU actually helped them like fortify, like protecting all the ruins and the different churches. There's 365 churches on the island, so there's one for every day. Mm-hmm. And they're all like I'm like, oh my gosh, this would be like a national monument in my country. But yeah, it was pretty amazing. So I would highly recommend that.
Now, did you judge some beer in Malta?
I drank a lot of beer there and cocktails. So while I was there, it was actually kind of rainy and cold. In the summer, it's very, very hot. While I was there, they had the storm of the century. It was, they had like the worst storm that they had had in a couple of generations. The storm was so bad that the fish were being flung out of the ocean onto the road. I mean, like, people were running around picking up big fish, like, on the road. We were almost got, like, blown off the top of this fort we were at, and there was, like, hail. And it actually had some pretty big damage. It was my last day there. So flying out the next day, the worst of it was over. The lightning and stuff was over. And I'm, like, there praying, like, to every single church there is there. And the plane went straight up through the wind, and that pilot knew what he was doing and got us out of there.
So the plane didn't get hit by 100 fish.
No.
So Sharknado is possible.
Sharknado.
Totally. That's what it looked like. I'll have to send you some video.
Where's Sully Sullenberger when we need him?
It was.
Screw the birds hitting the engines. We got fish.
At least you can eat. Well, I guess you can eat both.
Yeah, exactly.
But I did bring, remember we were talking with Jay about Flagship February, Jay Brooks and Mark, and he was saying about the Tipo Pils, the Italian beer that is the flagship beer of Italy. And it's very difficult to find. And Agostino himself, the owner brewer, actually gave me a bottle of this, the Bitifaccio Italiano. And it might be one of the only bottles here in America. So we are going to try that.
Please open those because Mark, we got to hear what Mark has to say.
Yeah. And then this one's from Malta.
I'm ready for
Lord
it.
Chambray, the Blue Lagoon wheat craft beer. Malta's working on their craft beer. It's an emerging kind of market. So I actually, they are really, of course, like everybody else in the world, is really interested in California and American beer. So
right, yeah.
I'm working on with a distributor. They're helping.
Good. You know, send them some Crooked Goat.
Yeah. I have some Crooked Goat I've been drinking here, some Melting Sun Hazy IPA, and it's delicious. It's
your
a
thoughts,
fabulous
sir.
IPA.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry for all the people who can't go there, but in a couple
well,
months.
We're going to get there in a minute because this is the Brouhaha Flood Recovery Edition, and Herlinda, introduce our guests.
So we are here to help, and that's why I wanted you guys to have you guys on here. So we have Raina and Brad Metzger, the owners of Rio Nita Roadhouse, which I think the last time I was there was some Jell-O wrestling, which was super fun. So welcome.
Sounds about right. Thank you.
Excuse me. I always sneeze when you mention Jell-O wrestling.
And then from Crooked Goat Brewing in Sebastopol in the Barlow, we have Assistant Brewmaster Rich Jeter and Carly Church, who's the manager over there. Yeah. Thanks for coming in. I know you guys are super-duper busy with cleanup and red tape and God knows what else right now.
All right. Let's talk about that because... The Barlow. Let's start with the Barlow.
Okay.
Crooked Goat at the Barlow. Explain the best you can as to what happened at the Barlow, because we've been hearing stuff and talking to people.
And the Barlow is like a shopping center in Sebastopol, California. For our podcast listeners out there who may not know what that is.
Yeah, if you've ever been to the Oxbow in Napa, it's kind of a similar idea, except for it's all outdoor buildings.
So what we've heard was that. The folks at the Barlow and Barney spent a bunch of money trying to make sure
for their
that
flood plan.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
So we can't talk too much about what didn't happen, but what did happen is we ended up with about 4.5 feet of water in our building, and we tried to add floodgates that night, and. The water was just moving too fast for us to keep up.
Yeah.
So are you guys closed?
We are closed right
now.
Well,
you're cleaning up.
We're cleaning up.
But you'll be back.
We will be back.
Okay.
We hope to be open in about 2 months. That's our goal.
How many employees do you have that aren't working right now?
We had 16 employees, around 16, I'd say, including, like, the brewmaster, myself, and the rest of the team. Everybody's on unemployment as of right now.
Is there disaster, like, federal? There's not federal help yet, right? That hasn't, like,
no,
been approved or kicked in yet.
Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah
so.
We talked about this yesterday,
okay.
About FEMA and everything else with Linda Hopkins and others. But at this point, it's all about cleaning up.
It's all about cleaning up. Our whole team, all of our employees came out and volunteered and helped over, I don't even know, was that the weekend?
Yeah, it was like about 2 or 3 days.
Solid
of cleanup. We don't know what day it is anymore.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right,
I have no idea. Trying to keep track.
Yeah, long week.
So we're super thankful for the family we built at Crooked Goat, and we all cleaned up. Everything's demoed right now. We demoed everything a foot above our flood level inside, and so now we're just waiting for restoration and to move on from there and just rebuild.
So there are fundraisers that are going to be happening, right? I've been seeing a bunch of stuff on Facebook. It's almost so many, it's almost
Linda
confusing.
Hopkins talked about that yesterday, too.
Good.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, so we're thankful to Grab South, which is another brewery here in Sonoma County. They did a fundraiser and donated 20% of their sales that night to our employees.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And we had a donation just jar out, and so we were able to raise $2,200 for our employees that night. And then we also have a GoFundMe for our employees. So since
Crooked Goat Brewery, GoFundMe.
It's
GoFundMe.com/
CGB employees funds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll find it, folks.
You'll find it.
Yeah.
It's on all of our social media.
I'll post it on the Brewhaha Facebook page.
Yes, do that. Assistant Brewmaster.
Rich Jeter.
Hello.
Dude, I'm always big on the history of our guests. Tell me how you got into the brewery scene and got this job.
It's actually a really cool story. I'm still pretty,
we love cool stories.
Yeah. I'm still pretty new at it, so I don't really like the title / brewmaster because I'm still very, very new at the whole beer thing. I've been wanting to get into a brewery for years, working in a, you know, I fell in love with like craft beer like years ago. And actually just...
Were you ever a home brewer?
Yeah, I started that about 3 years ago, so still fairly new.
Yeah.
So I still have a lot to learn on that. But yeah, so I was doing home brew before I hooked up with the people at Crooked Goat. And I had been waiting for them to open up. And as soon as they opened up, I went and talked to them, talked to Carly.
Rich was our first employee that we hired.
Yeah.
He started out on the floor and then quickly moved up to being an assistant.
Yeah, basically just bartended for 2 years with them with the understanding that eventually I would get to go in the back house and start learning more about that. And so, yeah, recently I just... past 4 or 5 months, I've been working full-time as a brewer assistant.
Very cool.
Just learning it all.
And how long is Crooked Goat?
We've been open about 2.5 years. It'll be 3 in August. Yeah.
Right. I was at your grand opening party.
You were? Oh,
you were?
Yeah. Thanks.
With the barbecue.
Yeah, I was there too.
I was not.
As a fan of the employee.
You guys are coming back, and that's the main thing I want to hear.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Definitely coming back. We have a 10K IPA that's happening on May 4th in the Barlow, so we're hoping that brings a lot of people back to the Barlow and all of its businesses.
Cool. All right. Also with us, the folks at the Rio Nido Roadhouse, which is a place I adore. It's in, believe it or not, Rio Nido. Folks, talk about the beginning of this thing, the history, and what it is. Because you guys, it's such an amazing place.
Yeah, thank you. Well, Brad started it in 2007. So it's literally been built from his hands and from his garage. The signs that we saw floating in the waters during the flood, that was probably like the most heart-wrenching, I think, for most of us, is, you know, we just had our big 10-year anniversary party just a couple of years ago in June. And so all of those pictures have been featured. So I started like flipping through my mind of all those things and then just watching it go under. Brad literally watched the Roadhouse go underwater from our friend's house that's across the street from the swimming pool. So he might have a little bit more.
Brad, Brad, talk about the genesis of this, and then I want to get into the details because, yes, the pool that you mentioned, I mean, this whole thing, this place is amazing.
Well, you're looking at a picture of the swimming pool right now. I'll tell you, it does not look like that.
I can imagine.
The pool you're looking at looks like a martini, and then it currently looks like a giant bowl of chocolate milk. So I'm going to start that process here in a couple days, kind of start thinking about putting the pool back together. It's really overwhelming. I actually kind of hit a wall today and, you know, went in and just really almost couldn't do anything. I just
Yeah, you're stunned and speechless.
A little bit. I was like okay a couple days ago, but today I picked up my leaf blower and plugged it in, and it worked. It went underwater, but hey, my leaf blower works, so that's something. But that was what I was able to do today.
You need to make a T-shirt that says, "My leaf blower works."
We've got a couple ideas for some T-shirts. Yeah. I was posted up across the street at a friend's house and just watched it go under slowly, and I don't know why I was there, but I don't know where else I could have been. I just kind of, I had to be there. It's not like I can do anything. Friends from San Francisco were calling and saying, "Hey, we'll come up and help you sandbag." I was like,
it's
not like that, guys. we took on 6.5 feet of water.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, in the bar.
In the bar.
Yeah.
And it's a great restaurant. I mean, you have great food.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, we do. We're not blazing any culinary trails, but we have.
I understand that. But it's a cool part of the Rio Nido Roadhouse.
I think the food is always surprising to people.
So,
killer breakfast. I love your breakfast.
You guys are closed now, too, and I'm going to ask the same thing I asked Crooked Goat. You're going to clean up and come back.
We were red tagged yesterday by we were yellow tagged yesterday by the building department, which is huge
because
we didn't know yesterday morning. We didn't know if we were going to hire a bulldozer or a contractor. We didn't know.
Wow.
So the yellow tag really is a great thing for us. And electrician came today. Contractor came today. We're going to start pulling permits on Monday, and away we go. We're going to work as fast as we can.
Right on.
Because summer's coming.
Yeah, aiming for May. That's our goal right now.
God bless you people, all of you. And thank you for being here on our Drive Brouhaha Flood Recovery Edition. Rio Nido Roadhouse and Crooked Goat in the Barlow. And there's so much more to talk about. And when we come back after the break, we're going to do a sidebar, and I'm calling it Hickenlooper Talk. Because Mark Carpenter has some information about John Hickenlooper.
Great guy.
Great guy. And had
one of the very first brew pubs in Denver.
In Denver.
Wanko Brewing employed one of the best brewmasters ever, Russell Shear.
This is the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha, also brought to you by Della Tofola for over 60 years. Della Tofola has been making equipment for the wine, beer, and beverage industries, and they do it all over the world. But it's cool. They're based right here in Santa Rosa, offering high-quality equipment and some amazing technicians. I know if you're not in the wine, beer, or beverage industry, you're going, "Why are you telling me this, Steve?" Well, so many of our listeners are in the wine, beer, and beverage industries. Della Tofola does everything from crushers to conveyors and pumps to presses and filters and fillers and complete packaging solutions. If you're in the industry, go to Della Tofola. Online at delatofola.us. It is the Drive Brouhaha. Herlinda, reintroduce our guests, please.
We have Rich Jeter, the assistant brewmaster for Crooked Goat, and Carly Church, who's the manager over at Crooked Goat Brewing in Sebastopol, California. And we have the Metzgers, Raina and Brad, the owners of Rio Nido Roadhouse in Rio Nido, which is basically right next to Guerneville, California. And they are both in the flood areas and affected by the floods pretty hard that we just had here in Sonoma County, California.
So, sorry. I turned my mic off. Rio Nido Roadhouse. Again, to reiterate, you guys got hit hard, but you're going to clean everything up as long as it takes and reopen. Any kind of ballpark figure on when that may be? I know it's early, but...
I mean, my goal is for May, and that's what I've been preaching, so we've been pushing very hard. And the community has been amazing.
Yeah.
We've had like 25 volunteers a day coming out. Brad and I, the first day walking over, we were so overwhelmed. We just kind of looked around and like kicked our feet and what are we going to do? People just started showing up. Like they just started walking through the back gates
and
grabbing brooms and squeegees and bringing power washers. And that's how we started our cleanup. So.
And you're pregnant to top it off going
and I'm
through
very
this.
Pregnant.
I mean,
wow.
So I can't. We're having a baby next month, maybe sooner. So,
well, yeah. Best of luck. This county and the North Bay needs the Rio Nido Roadhouse, you guys.
How many taps do you guys have there? Because you guys, one of the reasons I also invited you guys, because you have a lot of local beers and a lot of great beers from all over.
We love our craft beer. We would have Cricket Goat if they distributed.
Right.
We would. But we have 15 on tap, and we rotate often. I think we have one of the best selections, definitely in West County. I really feel that way. So.
Yeah.
How many?
15?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys have a killer, you can go there and sit outside and watch the Giants game and eat breakfast in the summertime out by the pool on these big screens and sitting outside watching the game. It's awesome.
Yeah,
and, not fancy. It's rustic. And, it's a roadhouse. It's awesome.
And
Brad, what
awesome
was going on at that location prior to you guys doing the thing? Or did you start from scratch or what?
I mean,
that location before I turned it into the Roadhouse was known as Rio Nido Bar and Pool. There wasn't even a "the." It was just Rio Nido Bar and Pool. And there was a small snack shack there that you could get a hamburger on a George. It was like a George Foreman type of thing. There was no actual kitchen. We built the kitchen. It was just families. There was a full bar there. But it was just families running around using the pool during the summer. There wasn't much action during winter because there really wasn't anything going on. And it's taken us 12 years to turn it into a solid functioning business. And it has been a long, long, hard 12 years. It's been brutal. starting over from scratch is I'm having a hard time with that. But we're going to do it. What else are we going to do?
Right on.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Wow. And Crooked Goat, what happened with the Barlow again? Let's talk about that again because...
So the entire Barlow was flooded. Some of the businesses up towards Main Street weren't as bad or weren't touched as hard as we were. Down at our end, I know that we got 4.5 to 5 feet of water, mm-hmm. and it was just pouring over the floodgates.
Yeah. And there's other breweries there as well.
Woodford.
There's Seismic Brewing. There's Woodford Brewing, which is up high.
Yep.
Seismic got flooded, but they hadn't their production is, we've had them in a few times. Their production is over in Santa Rosa.
Right.
Yeah, and they're just beginning their construction, though, so it'll still push them
so
out.
So luckily they didn't have, all their tables and everything. And there's also Golden State Cider is in the middle of building a tap room, mm-hmm. as well. So they got flooded, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have everything in there
They hadn't
either.
Started construction or anything yet.
Seismic,
though, was a huge help. They came in with water pumps. I don't know the exact name. And
sump pumps.
Were in their knee-deep water with us the whole time, offering any help that they could.
They're amazing people. Yeah.
Well, everybody in this whole situation, and every time it happens, be it the fires or the floods, the community is so amazing.
The community, the reach out is amazing.
Yeah.
There's another brewery that got flooded also in Guerneville that we've had on the show, Stumptown mm-hmm. Brewery. Remember
sure.
Peter?
Really bad.
So I was trying to get them in, but... Mark's in Tahiti right now.
and
Peter is in the middle of cleanup, so when everybody is back on solid ground again, we'll get everybody in.
All right, so it's going to take some time, but both these folks, Rio Nido Roadhouse and Crooked Goat in the Barlow, are going to be reopening once they figure it all out. And it's a lot of work, as Brad said, and but God bless you all. Mm-hmm. For looking forward here, Mark, what is this?
What is this? This is the Crooked Goat
grapefruit
IBX.
Ibex. Yes.
Ibex,
yes.
And it's 7.2 alcohol.
Oh, it's a type of antelope.
Caramel malt, hoppier than the previous one. And again, a very nice beer. These are both very good beers. I've not had their beers before, and this is a real pleasant experience.
Explain it to me.
Well, this one is, you have some there. You can see it's a little darker in color.
I can't talk about it other than say, I like this.
Well, that's about all you have to say.
But break it down.
Okay, it's got some caramel malt in it, which lends a little body to it. And it's a little hoppier than the other one. And we should have them tell us, what hops are you using in this?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He's here.
In the IBEX. So we actually have... our flagship IPA, is the Ibex, and then we have this one, which is just infused with grapefruit.
What does Ibex mean?
IBEX.
IBEX. It's basically a kind
a
of
mountain goat.
Like a mountain goat.
Yeah.
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 Oh, of course.
Yeah. Some of our beers we try to name after like different kind of goat themes.
It's African
goat. It's a theme. Yeah. So this particular one is a traditional West Coast style IPA. The hops we use are Citra, Simcoe, and Amarillo. So it's really like citrus forward.
We dry hop it.
Yeah.
Great hoppiness.
Yeah.
And I hope I'm correct at saying you have a little bit of caramel malt in there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a nice beer. It's a nice beer. And the other one, the first one I had was their Melting Sun Hazy IPA. And that 6.5 by alcohol, but that one is so drinkable.
It's, I agree. I took a taste of that.
And it just has a wonderful body to it. I assume it's all pale malt.
It is.
And what are you doing to make it hazy?
So basically, that's just it's actually the new like craze in beer right now. It's hazy IPAs. They either call it hazy IPA or East Coast style New England.
Yeah, but you're not adding anything to add.
No, what it is, it's a certain kind of yeast that they use that it kind of gives it that juicy kind of
in the
body, the mouth feel in it, and it's just like a really easygoing. So it's basically just it's a different kind of yeast that we use, and then we also use oats instead of just the traditional.
Yeah, and the oats help.
Yeah, flaked oats.
Yeah.
So that adds to the cloudiness and the haziness of it.
That's probably the last one.
Yeah, when we first started.
That is the last one, actually.
Oh, really?
One, it's not on tap anymore.
I'm so glad I got to try it.
Very last of the batch.
And two, we had to steal these beers from the owners in order to bring beer tonight. Like,
well, bless you.
We robbed their fridge.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Yeah. When you open back up, I'll come out there and get some more.
Yeah, definitely. We got
more hazy. It's a great beer. Yeah, well, I love these hazy IPAs. I've said on the show before when we first started making our Liberty Ale, it was a real problem to keep it not hazy. But in those days, you couldn't sell it hazy.
So. Right, exactly.
So I like it that now you can sell a hazy IPA.
Yeah.
All right. Well, both the Rio Nido Roadhouse are going to work hard and reopen, hopefully. Looks like it. Crooked Goat at the Barlow. They're going to do the same. And it's a pleasure to meet everyone. And thank you so much for coming in. I love the Crooked Goat beer, and I love the Rio Nido Roadhouse. Hi, Louie. Louie, say hi to everybody.
We already did. We love Louie.
Yeah. Louie the dog.
Do you want to try this the beer from Malta?
I will, but we have to move on. But I can try it off the air. Or you bring it back next week.
I was going to say, I'll save it, and I'll bring it with the Puerto Rican beer and rum that I'll have.
Oh, very good.
There you go.
No doubt. Puerto Rican food you'll bring back.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited about the food.
When are you leaving?
Sunday.
Oh, really?
So Sunday night.
We won't see you next Thursday.
No, but we're all set for next Thursday.
Okay.
So we're going to have someone from Anchor Brewing coming on to talk.
Oh, cool.
And Anchor, talk about tragedies. Anchor just had a fire.
Yep.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
It was an electrical fire, and they may have their power back now, but they were out for a number of days.
Wow.
Oh, that's awful.
Mark Carpenter, who started in 71 at Anchor in San Francisco. You good? Everything's cool? We'll see you next week, right?
I'll be here. Everything's great.
Herlinda, have fun in Puerto Rico. Call in next week.
I will be calling in, and luckily it's only a 4-hour difference instead of my 15 or 9-hour differences.
Yeah. She's calling us at 3 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And everybody, God bless you.
Thank you.
Keep working on it. Make it happen.
Thank you so much. I know you will,
and it's a pleasure to meet all of you.
Thank you for having us.
And everybody look online to see how you can help with fundraisers, and we'll put some stuff up, some links up on the Brouhaha Facebook page.
Okay.
And check out our podcast on iTunes and Spotify, Brewhaha, on The Drive with Steve Jackson with Mark Carpenter and Steve.
All right, there you go. Thank you, kids.
Thank you.
Stay well and make it happen.
Thank you.